Once upon a time, in a mythical place called Cape Kennedy, an astronaut named Tony Nelson went up on a space mission. The missile went up, but something went wrong, and they had to bring it down. Captain Nelson landed on an island in the South Pacific, where he found a bottle. At least it looked like a bottle, but it didn't act like a bottle. Because in it was a genie. Oh, not your average everyday genie, but a beautiful genie who could grant any wish. Captain Nelson was so grateful, he set Jeannie free. Only she didn't want to be free. You know how it is when you've been cooped up in a bottle for 2,000 years. She wanted to have fun. And she wanted to have it with Captain Nelson. So she followed him back to Cocoa Beach, a mythical town in a mythical state called Florida. And there in this house, the girl in the bottle plays Spin the Astronaut.
Boy, I wonder what it is about metal work that makes you so hungry. I wish I had a cheese sandwich. Hello, Gene. Say, you wouldn't fix me a cheese sandwich, would you? I'd go down to the delicatessen myself, but if I'm going to finish this design before I pick up Melissa, I won't have
Melissa?
A chance.
Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
A black-haired witch.
You be careful, young lady. That happens to be the girl I'm going to marry.
Her vibrations are all wrong for you.
That's funny. I kind of like the way she vibrates.
She will never make you happy, Master.
Let's just stick to the cheese sandwich, Jeannie.
Well, if this is what you really wish.
That is what I really wish. My study, what's the big idea?
Before one can make a cheese sandwich, one must first make the cheese.
Yeah, that figures.
Dad, so much in my life.
Thanks for driving me home, Melissa. I'll see you tomorrow.
I have a wonderful idea. Why don't you lure me inside so we can snuggle up in front of a roaring fire with a couple of hot toddies and talk about our honeymoon?
Well, I wish I could, Liz, but we better not. I'm a terribly messy housekeeper.
I'll clean it up for you.
Yeah.
Tony!
Huh?
You read my mind.
Oh, what?
You even lit a fire.
I did? Oh, yeah, I did.
Look at those.
Hi.
Seems so nervous.
Do I? Premarital jitters. Occupational hazard, Russ Bachelor's.
Why wait?
What?
Why don't we simply move up the wedding date?
Well, yeah, that's a marvelous idea.
Oh, Tony.
Wait till I get you in Jamaica.
I guess I'll have to, Laura.
It won't be too long.
Tony.
Yeah?
May I ask you something?
Sure.
What are we whispering about?
No, it's just something you don't discuss in public.
You mean the walls have ears?
Yeah, something like that.
You look a little tired. You better get some rest. I'll go.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Hmm?
I mean, you look tired, too, darling. You need some rest.
Oh, of course I will.
Thanks for being so understanding, Melissa.
Good night.
Good night. All right, now listen here.
The black-haired witch is right. Thou art very nervous.
She has upset you.
She has upset me? What do you think you've been doing, Jeannie?
Do you really love that one?
Well, I wouldn't be marrying her if I didn't.
Well, if this is what you really want, I will try to serve you and make both of you happy. Oh, we will have a wonderful honeymoon.
No offense, Jeannie, but on a honeymoon, two is company and three is just out of the question.
But I am your
genie. No, Melissa is in, you are out. There is just not enough room in my life for both of you.
But I take up very little room, and I will make that one happy, too.
Oh, boy, that'll be the day.
Well, even if she is the wrong girl for you.
Will you stop saying that?
Oh, but it is true. You'll be throwing your life away.
Have a nice trip home. Boy, the thing I can't stand is a nagging genie. Liz,
Tommy,
I just ran into Roger.
I want you to meet a very old friend of the family, Rover Caldwell.
Oh, how do you do?
So you're the lucky man. Liz has told me all about you.
Oh, is she? Good.
Rover, tell him the news.
Captain, after a long and honorable military career, the department has prevailed upon General Stone to turn in his stars for a pair of striped trousers and an attaché case.
Turn in his stars?
That's State Department talk, meaning that Daddy is our newest ambassador.
Well, congratulations, sir. That's wonderful news.
Thank you, Tony. It's a great opportunity for both of us.
Yes, I'm sure it will be. Us.
Who do you think he's taking to Europe as his military attaché?
Don't get the idea that it's just because you're going to be the father of my grandchildren that you're getting this plum. I'd have wanted you with me in any case.
Well, you people have a lot to talk about, so I'll just pop off and take care of the passports and clearances. Tony?
Oh, yes, yeah, a pleasure.
General?
Sir, Tony,
don't you think it's wonderful?
Well, now, slow down. I can't quit what I'm doing.
It's a great opportunity, Tony.
Of course it is. Tony just hasn't had time to think about it. Well, we can all discuss this at dinner. We are coming to your house for dinner tonight, aren't we?
Yes, of course, but there's nothing to discuss, Melissa. I'm in the space program because that's where I want to be. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, sir. And I know you'll make a wonderful, fine ambassador. Well, I'll see you both at 7. Congratulations again, sir.
Thank you, Tony.
Frozen peas. Frozen hors d'oeuvres. And wild rice.
What are you doing, Master?
I'm preparing dinner. Why?
Well, cooking is woman's work.
You wouldn't, would you? Mm. Oh, if you did that, you'd save my life. I have a report to finish. Do you know anything about cooking?
Everything. I will take care of it. You go soak your body in a warm tub scented with rose petals.
Well, that's a good idea, but I don't think so right now. Oh, if you want to know anything about the cooking, the instructions are on the back of the boxes. You do read, don't you?
Right to left, left to right, top to bottom, or bottom to top.
Left to right, top to bottom. Jeannie? What's going on
there? 2,000 years ago, my sister made better gravy than that. She was the worst cook in the Middle East.
Oh, that's them. Melissa's always on time. I'll have to take them out to dinner. Will you do me a favor, please, huh? Will you just stay out of sight? Good evening.
Tony?
Huh? Oh, here's your hat. Keep this. You're not staying.
Hi.
Listen, I've got to apologize for the burning smell. It's the dinner.
I've never smelled anything more appetizing in my whole life.
Huh?
Oh, Tony. Why, it's beautiful.
Nothing really.
Captain Shelton!
Who's that?
Who's who? Oh, no, Melissa, you don't want to go in the kitchen. The wild rice went crazy. Please, now.
Tony.
Huh?
Excuse me. Told me that you had a houseplant.
Oh, no, I did I?
Where did you ever find her? What's his name?
Cato.
Jeannie
Cato.
Those look marvelous. May I? Fantastic. Try one, Melissa.
Oh,
why don't you try several? I'll be with you in a minute.
Jeannie Cato, these look beautiful.
Listen, who do you think you're going to fool with this crazy disguise?
It is no disguise. See?
Huh?
Oh!
If I had a houseboy that could cook like this, I wouldn't pull his hair.
You must give me the recipe for this. What do you call it?
Ragout à la cymbale.
Why, only the recipe. I think we ought to take Jeannie Cato to Europe with us. Would you like that?
Thou art going to Europe?
No.
Yes.
We'll discuss this later, Melissa.
I'll be very happy to go with you wherever you go.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't like it.
But he's such a treasure. And good help is impossible to get.
Even harder to get rid of.
With dishes like ragout à la Sinbad, our embassy would be the social center of Europe.
Oh, where do you come from?
Philippines. His mother traveled a lot.
Thank you, Jeannie Cato. That was the best cake I've ever tasted in my whole life.
Thank you.
I'm only sorry you won't be coming to Europe with us.
Who says he won't?
Huh?
We'll talk about this later, okay?
Well, now, wait a minute. Cato is not going to Europe. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to Europe, and neither is my wife going to Europe.
Well, anything you say, darling.
Good night, Liz. Good night, Dad. Sir.
Good night.
Dark-haired one will get her way. She's very strong-minded.
Just keep out of this, fella.
Oh, we are going out.
No, I am going out. I'm going to a bachelor's party.
Oh, what's this bachelor's party?
Oh, it's an old tradition, Jeannie. Before a wedding, a bunch of happy, carefree bachelors get together and throw a party for the groom-to-be.
Oh, I like parties.
You can't come.
But why?
Because women aren't allowed. Now, smoke out.
But I...
Ow! A million bottles on the beach and I have to pick hers. I just got here. Oh, what? Glad to see you.
Well, is the condemned man ready for the... Wait a minute, you do look like a condemned man.
Oh, come on, let's get on with it. Let's get this thing over with, huh?
Sound like you're going to hang. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing wrong with Melissa, either.
I didn't say there
she's
was.
She's a little strong-minded, but there's nothing matter with that.
Of course not.
Yeah, she's intelligent, a reasonable girl.
Sure, sure.
Well, like you gotta have her.
Boy, you really got the last-minute jitters, haven't you? No, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I blame you guys.
Well, look, why don't we have a ball? Why don't we just drink up and forget all the shop talk, okay?
Tony?
Captain?
How about a toast to the best man?
Well, thank you very much, General.
Here's to Grover.
Grover? Wait a minute. If he's the best man, what does that make me?
The astronaut most likely to be in Port Moresby tomorrow. We have a very important mission for you there, Captain. Will you excuse us, Jeff?
Yes, of course, sir.
Look, if you'd rather have him for your best man, why don't you just come out and say so instead of having your own private general ship me off to Australia?
Private general? Well, wait a minute. I didn't know anything about this,
Roger. Oh, sure you didn't.
Roger, wait a minute. I can straighten everything out. Rog?
Anything wrong, Captain?
No, sir.
You're not nervous about all this?
Oh, well, a little. You know how it is.
No, I don't. I wish I did. You know, in all the years I've been practicing psychiatry, you're the most interesting person I've ever met.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I was speaking clinically.
What do you find so interesting about me?
Well, you don't fit into any known category. One minute you're calm, the next you're hysterical. You can pass the most difficult test the Air Force has devised, and yet you hear voices. You're a top scientist, and you suffer from delusions. You don't call that interesting? I can't wait to put you in a book.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm afraid I have to be running along now. But, Captain...
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'll be seeing you.
Yeah. Well, here we go, lover boy. Time to cut the cake.
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
Gentlemen, gather around. Come on, let's go.
Bachelor party.
Get out of here.
doctor right away.
Oh, hello.
Hey, sir.
General, oh, it is nice to see you again.
We know each other?
Well, of course. Oh, you do not remember. You admired my cake.
Her cake.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful.
Tony, I'll see you Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
At your wedding.
Yes, of course. Good night.
He will make an excellent father-in-law for someone.
Yeah, salt of the earth. I hope I'm not intruding.
Hello, Grover. Jeannie, this is Grover Caldwell.
It is a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure's mine. Well, by this time Saturday, you and Melissa will be honeymooning in Honolulu. Jamaica. Honolulu. Oh, didn't Melissa tell you? I'm sorry. I'm sure she meant to.
Well, no. It probably slipped her mind.
You and Melissa are old friends.
We grew up together. Melissa and I were inseparable in those days. The horse show, water skiing, even went to the same orthodontist. By the time we were ready to take the braces off our teeth, I was on my way to prep school. Melissa went to West Point. Just lost track of each other. Until a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, Melissa's very fond of you. She spoke highly of you at dinner last night.
Oh, I'm very fond of her, too. You know, it's funny how things work out. Melissa and I had such great dreams together, and now in 2 days, you two will be honeymooning in Honolulu.
Jamaica.
Oh, Honolulu. Jamaica? Honolulu. Jamaica.
Well, I wouldn't count on it. I know Melissa.
So do I.
So do I.
Look, I don't know what you're selling me.
Oh, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
Come on in.
Now, I'd rather stand, thank you.
Well, what's on your mind, Grover?
Tony, I think you're making a terrible mistake.
What you want? How do you mean?
By not accepting the position as General Stone's military attaché in Europe, it's a unique opportunity career-wise. It can only offer enormous opportunities later on.
Well, I'm very thankful for your concern about my career, but frankly, I don't think it's any of your business.
Well, I feel that whatever has to do with Melissa is my business.
Huh?
Look, obviously you're not thinking of her feelings in this matter. If you were, you would obviously see the enormous opportunity.
All right. Look, I can't handle this without coffee. Let me get dressed and we'll discuss this over breakfast. Make yourself at home.
You do love me. You've loved me for a long time. Why have you kept it such a secret? I love you, too. I know now I've always loved you. There is still time to make our dreams come true.
Oh, well, now, where were we? She's too good for you.
Melissa? Tony? Grover?
Oh, it's all right, sir. I think we're going to be married.
What?
That's right. I've known Grover all my life, and he waits until the day before my wedding to tell me that he loves me.
But I thought you loved Tony.
I did. But he's just not the man I became engaged to. I'm very disappointed in Tony. He lacks ambition.
Well, we can't all make general.
Well, I know. All I wanted to do was to try to help him, and he seems to resent it.
Well, on the day before your wedding, I'd say you have a problem.
Thanks, Jeannie. You must be a mind reader.
Oh, no. I cannot read minds, Master. Oh, but I have a friend, Nostradamus, who does a marvelous job.
I bet you do. You know, I'm going to miss you. You know, you're really very nice, and... I mean, take this for instance. I didn't even have to ask you for it. And that dinner you made, it was fantastic. Well, of course it was fantastic. But it was also delicious.
Well, I'm pleased that you enjoyed it, Master.
Yeah, you're always thinking what I'll like. You'd never send Roger to Australia, would you? You wouldn't make plans for my honeymoon without consulting me, would you? You're expecting Nostradamus or something?
Well, speak of the devil.
I mean, we've just been talking about it. I mean, I've been thinking. Come on in.
I'm sorry.
What?
For disturbing you so late, but, Grover and I must talk to you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've been wanting to talk to you.
Oh,
Tony,
good.
Tony, now, the simple truth.
Yeah, yes.
Grover?
Melissa wants to marry me.
Huh?
That is, Melissa and I want to be married.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
It's just that, well, you're not the man I became engaged to. And I don't think you realize how much you've changed. Oh, I know. It hurts now. Time will realize it's all for the best.
Well, I hope you two will be very happy together.
Thank you, Tony. I hope you find the right girl.
Well, I'm really not looking for anyone.
I must say you're taking this very decently.
Well, we can't win them all.
What?
Naturally, it'll hurt at first. I just have to learn to live with it.
Goodbye, Tom.
Bye, Liz. Rover? That close.
Thou wilt never know how close, Master.
Well, things always work out for the best.
You mean you are not unhappy that your marriage was called off?
Unhappy? Unhappy? Ginny, this is the first time in months I've felt absolutely free. Oh, boy.
Oh, Master, thou has a lot to learn.
Look at Mr. C getting frisky with Esmeralda in Bewitched number 226. Tom Bosley guest stars 3 years before beginning his signature role as Howard Cunningham on Happy Days. Stay tuned for Bewitched right here on TV Land. Keep watching.